Hollywood meets Bollywood in Kites, a new movie with an international pedigree and an unusual release strategy. The film is a product of India's Hindi language film industry, but it was shot in the U.S., and it has stars from India and Latin America speaking English and Spanish. All of that is unusual for a Bollywood film, but Bob Mondello says what's even odder is how American audiences will see the picture, not just Kites, but also Kites the Remix.
When I say Bollywood, you think what? Lush romance, fantastical landscapes, colorful costumes, elaborate musical numbers that may not have much to do with the plot, maybe a three-hour running time? All perfectly reasonable. You probably don't expect this.
You've stolen $2 million from my casino.
I want you to look at every hotel, every casino, every nook and cranny.
Welcome to Las Vegas, by way of Bollywood, by way of telenovelas, which is to say, welcome to Kites, a picture that has nothing to do with actual kites, but includes pretty much anything else you can think of. Scuba diving, a deadly wedding shootout, bodies falling prettily off cliffs, bullets falling prettily into glasses of whiskey, exploding police cars that flip through the air like breakdancers, actual breakdancers, and a chase sequence that leaps from pickup truck to hot air balloon. Oh, and on top of all that, it's trilingual, English, Spanish, and a little Hindi, just for fans. The leading lady, played by ravishing telenovela star Barbara Mori, speaks Spanish and a little English, but no Hindi, though she'd like to, because she's falling in love.
I am saying, I love you in India.
Main ullu ki patti hoon.
He's kidding. What that phrase actually means is, I am a stupid girl. The leading man, who's played by Indian heartthrob Hrithik Roshan, with charisma, humor, and even occasionally a shirt, speaks Hindi and English, but no Spanish.
How do you say, I love you in Spanish?
Me estoy haciendo caca.
Me estoy what?
Haciendo caca.
I should probably pass on translating that one. Let's just say she's kidding, too. Both stars are sexy, funny, and easy on the eyes. They're also downright heroic about the Tarantino-style mayhem that seems to lurk around every plot curve. Hoping to click with Western audiences, Kites has a lot of mayhem for a Bollywood picture. And just in case it's still not enough, the filmmakers have taken out what you might call insurance. They've gotten Brett Ratner, the director of the Rush Hour movies that made Jackie Chan popular in this country, to create a second version of Kites. It's called Kites the Remix, and cuts the already pretty snappy 130-minute original down to an even zippier 90 minutes. Less romance, less backstory, and no dance numbers. There was only one anyway. That'll leave mostly chase sequences, and speaking of chasing, that version is zooming into theaters just 7 days from now. A big push to make Kites fly. And maybe make Bollywood as mainstream here as Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon made martial arts. I'm Bob Mondello.